mind. And I'll bring you precious contraband and ancient tales from distant lands.
Right, all right, all right. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Hi, we're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower, overlooking beautiful Michigan Avenue. We're here till 5 a.m. Every weekday morning, I am your overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. At 5 o'clock, it's the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. And at 6, it's the great Steve Cochran for your morning drive. It is Friday. Fly Jams Friday. We'll be coming up, so get your requests ready to go. 312-981-7200. Celebrating all things R&B and funky every Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday will begin later on. We also have our regular features, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and You Big Dummy. All of that and more. Plus, after 2:30, we're going to talk with Dr. Raj Dasgupta, who is a certified physician, a professor at USC, and a sleep expert. And as you should be aware, daylight saving time begins Sunday morning. So before you go to bed Saturday night, make sure you turn your clocks ahead 1 hour. So we're losing an hour of sleep, and it affects a lot of people into the beginning of the work week as well. So we're going to talk about tips on how you can kind of adjust yourself to deal with daylight saving time and losing that hour. And also Monday, March 13th, is National Nap Day. So a couple of sleeping stories to talk about, and we'll have an expert. Dr. Raj is going to join us, and that'll be after the 2:30 news. All that and more. We are also going to discuss some unknown facts about the most popular breakfast cereals. That'll be coming up. Some fascinating discoveries about some breakfast cereals. That's coming up as well. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text and your Fly Jam requests later on. 312-981-7200. You can follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. And you can also check us out on Facebook, which is, in fact, the best way to stay connected to the show is Facebook.com/Nick D Show. So like us right now, Facebook.com/Nick D Show. And check out our podcasts. Every second of this show is podcast every morning, and you can subscribe at iTunes. It's free. Just go there and say, hey, Nick D Show, subscribe, free, and we'll automatically, all the podcasts will automatically be sent to your device, and you can listen at your leisure, bro. So there you go. And you can also check out all of our podcasts here on The Nick D Show at WGNRadio.com, WGNRadio.com. All right. Let's say hello to my great producer, Dan Shugrue. Hello, Dan.
Howdy, Nick.
Who are you?
Good, man. How about yourself?
Good. You looking forward to the weekend?
Yeah. Actually, I just got word that one of my best friends from college is in town.
Wow.
So, yeah. So I'm going to meet up with her Friday afternoon to catch up.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And was it just like a surprise, unplanned visit?
She works for a university out in Colorado, and there was a conference, and she wasn't sure she was going to make it, so she didn't want to tell us. And then she was able to do it, and she called me last night. And so, yeah, we're meeting up Friday afternoon.
Well, good for you, man.
Yeah, looking
That's
forward
cool.
to it. Yeah.
All right. I guess Vic left the newsroom.
It might be because Patty's here with Pig.
Oh, okay.
He's eating pig heads.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll talk to Vic at some other time. all right. In the traffic hut is Esmeralda. Hi, Esmeralda.
Hello.
Esmeralda Leon is her name. How are you?
I'm good. How are
good.
You?
Good. I'm good. What's going on for the weekend?
Not sure. Okay. Gonna hang out with friends.
Now, you know, Kong.
I don't make plans too much ahead of time.
You know, Kong Skull Island opens this weekend.
It's
Kong weekend. That's what it is. It's Kong weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, what if I just played Donkey Kong?
No.
No.
No. You got to go see Kong Skull Island. So there you go. Now, so what's going on, Dan? Because I just saw Patty sneak.
Yeah, the kind folks who brought in the pig are still around, so they're gonna feed us. So should we bring them?
Yeah,
in?
Bring them in.
And thank you them for the brisket that they gave us.
Yeah, they gave us. We had the leftover brisket from the Patty's show a few weeks ago. It was great. It was really, really great. So yeah, well, my weekend is going to consist of Kong. All I'm doing is looking forward to Saturday. I'm seeing the Kong movie at 5 in the IMAX and the 3D, and I plan on just being a lunatic for the 2 hours that movie is running.
Are you going to be? Are you gonna? It's gonna be like a Rocky Horror Picture Show thing where you're gonna reenact.
I'm just gonna cry. Probably.
You're gonna be Kong and just
yeah.
The theater.
I'll be beating my chest and crying during most of the movie.
Tearing chairs.
I love giant monster movies. I love them. I love them so much, and I love King Kong with my entire being. And I just can't wait to see this thing. It looks so great. And the crazy thing about this one is the cast. The cast is insane. Not only do you have, like, Kong and giant monsters and stuff, you got John C. Reilly, you got John Goodman, Tom Hiddleston, Brie Larson is in this movie, Samuel L. Jackson is in it. It's like, what? So it's not only do you have really, like, a big ape throwing people around and fighting dinosaurs, but you have that cast.
I do like that he knows how to use tools.
Hey, he's Kong, man.
Because I saw the preview, and he knows how to use a tree as a weapon.
Right. Yeah. Oh, Vic is back in the newsroom.
Hey, Nick.
Hi, Vic.
Well, we've got a lot of visitors up here. We've got you know, the Chicago Culinary Kitchen.
Right.
Greg and Christina, they're up here. We got Allie Blockler, Patty. Everybody's up here, and there's a pig head up here.
And they're in the newsroom.
And it smells amazing.
All right. Okay.
So I was a little busy over there.
All right.
Sorry,
okay. I can understand that. When a pig's head enters a room, that takes priority, for sure. All right. Well, that's Vic Vaughn in the newsroom. You got anything planned for the weekend, Vic?
You know, I'm a little I'm kind of excited because I don't have to drive 4 hours in traffic tonight to go get my kids.
Ah.
Their mother's training them in, so I'm really excited about that.
Training? Oh, on the train.
Yeah, training it in, not training
like,
them.
I thought she was training, like she took the kids out on a course to teach them how to get to Chicago.
They're marathoning it. They're running to Chicago.
Actually, my daughter is training for a 5K.
Is that right?
And her mother is training her for that.
Good for
her.
Well,
then perfect. Just have her run in.
Yeah, she can run. Can't she just run to Chicago?
Yeah, I think it'd take about 6 hours.
Yeah.
Perfect.
There you go. It's training.
Which is just a little bit more than driving.
Right. Right.
Going all the way out, it's literally 4 hours round trip.
Wow.
Yeah, it's okay. Tough. On a Friday night, it's tough.
Yeah, no, Friday's terrible to drive.
Yeah.
Terrible to drive. So, all right. Well, now you're not going to see King Kong over the weekend. You take the kids to see Kong.
That would be about $180,000 to take three kids to the movies. We're going to watch Netflix, buddy.
There you go.
I do want to see that movie, though.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. And it's been, I got to say, so far, this has been a great movie year. I got to say that already. I know it's only March, but for the past like 4 weeks, at least one great movie has been released. Like last week, Logan came out. The week before was Get Out, and there was John Wick. And okay, now people are coming in with food here. Now, why don't you guys take those two seats right there? Yeah, yeah. Come on in. All right, now, first of all, introduce yourselves. Hi, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
So, who are you?
I am Greg Gardbo, and this is my lovely wife, Christina.
Hi, Christina. Hi, Greg.
Hello.
And you guys are with?
We are with the Chicago Culinary Kitchen.
Chicago Culinary Kitchen.
I believe you had our brisket once.
I did. Yeah. And it made me weep.
You had an experience, I heard.
It made me weep.
I really loved listening to what you had to say about it.
It was amazing.
It was really better than Cats, wasn't it?
It was.
The musical, I mean.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might want to raise the bar a little bit above Cats.
Not a cat, but like actually Cats.
Now, you don't cook cats, do you?
No, but okay. When I was on Broadway and I did Mephistopheles, you know, that was it. But you know what? That's old news.
I'm picturing you in the costume right now, man, and I'm probably going to have some nightmares.
He loves spandex.
How long has Chicago Culinary Kitchen been around?
It's fairly new. We started out as Rock and Rodizio with our Churrasco-style catering service, which is Brazilian cooking on imported Churrascos like Fogo de Chão, Texas de Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, we decided to open up the front end of our commissary as a barbecue place, which is our original passion. And we started doing craft beer and barbecue pairings and got into wine and barbecue pairings to kind of feature local distilleries and wineries and everything.
Yeah.
And just last week was our first week in open as a restaurant.
Okay.
We open on Saturdays and Sundays at 11 o'clock. And last weekend, our first week in open, we sold out by 3.
You were done by 3?
We were done by 3.
What does your menu consist of?
Brisket, pulled pork, spare ribs, St. Louis style. Full spare ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And also half chickens. Mikeska sausage, and then we have three sides. We have our pit beans. We have our esquites, which is Mexican street corn. And we
stuff.
I love
that stuff so much.
Yeah.
I lived in Albany Park for a while, and there was a cart. There were two carts like on the street, and right before I would get on the brown line at the L, boom.
Yeah.
Right?
We put Hatch chilies in ours and lots of cotija.
Yeah. And the effin' mac and cheese.
Oh, and we also have our effin' mac and cheese. And the effin' stands for Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Because that's part of the topping that goes on top.
You put the Cheetos on top?
Absolutely. Because
we would curse.
Very, very cool.
And we now do, and you have a sample of it, our bread pudding.
Awesome.
Is new to our
That's Fireball bread pudding.
Fireball bread pudding.
Yeah.
Okay.
The sauce on top.
Oh, there's liquor in it?
The sauce on top is
okay, I can't have it.
it's reduced. It's
okay, reduced the alcohol
fireball.
Content is not there.
It's gone. Okay. So the fireball, the topping is reduced fireball with caramel in it, so there's
okay.
no alcohol
all right, cool.
It.
All right, good. Yeah. It's like I can't have it otherwise. So
that's fine.
Yeah.
Well,
all right, so and what else did you bring in?
Pig heads.
Pig heads. You brought. Now, is there, in the newsroom, you have a pig head.
Oh, we have several pig heads.
You brought.
So these, you got the best part of the, you got cheeks. And you have the jowl out of the pig head, which is it's probably some of the best meat on the whole hog.
I've had pig cheek before, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's great. So I'm gonna eat this stuff in a couple of minutes. I thank you guys so much for coming up and bringing the food. We're gonna all eat it, and it's gonna be great. And again, tell everybody again all the information. You got a website and all that stuff.
Chicago Culinary Kitchen.
Okay,
we are in the northwest suburbs at 773 North Quentin Road in Palatine, Illinois. Website is www.chicagoculinarykitchen.com.
Phone number is 847-987-0369.
That is true. And that is actually his cell phone number. So you
can call
or text him anytime
you want. You can call
if
him right now.
If you have a catering order or any kind of question.
He likes getting calls at 2:20 in the morning.
Oh,
that's the best time.
He loves it.
Our bedtime already.
Yeah. All right. I can't wait to dig into this
stuff.
Thank
you for having me.
Thank you very much for the food. And again, if this is half as good as the brisket, it's going to kick major ass.
We need you to come to the kitchen.
I would love to. Yeah. And it's Chicago Culinary Kitchen. It's 773 North Quentin Road, Palatine, chicagoculinarykitchen.com, 847-987-0369. Go ahead and call Greg right now.
Thank you.
Thanks again, you guys. Right. Very, very cool. And I want to thank Patty for bringing everybody up and the food and everything. It's always a party on Patty's show. She'll be back tonight, Friday night, for her show. This is our last show until Monday. Thank you. Pull it hard. There you go. All right, guys, thank you very much. All right, we'll take a break here on 720 WGN, and we'll come back and talk more. And then after 2:30, Dr. Raj is going to join us. He's a sleep expert, is going to help you float your way into the Daylight Saving Time weekend. All right, we'll take a break. It's Nick DiGilio on WGN. All right. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday, straight out of context. Nick D Show Spies, You Big Dummy, all coming up. Then after 2:30, Dr. Raj Dasgupta is going to join us, a quadruple board certified physician. He's a professor and a sleep expert, and he's going to help us ease into daylight saving time, which is happening this Sunday morning. You got to turn your clocks ahead 1 hour. So that's all happening. And I would just like to say that I just demolished some pig cheek. It's a pig cheek taco with great salsa and sour cream from the Chicago Culinary Kitchen. 773 North Quentin Road in Palatine. They're open Saturdays and Sundays. They start at 11 o'clock, and then when they run out of food, it's done, and they last until 3 on their opening weekend. And let me just say, oh, man, was that good. It's phenomenal. ChicagoCulinaryKitchen.com, 847-987-0369. They brought in some pig heads. Dan, did you get a look at the pig head? The pig heads?
I have not seen the pig head yet.
Okay, I just shoved an entire pig cheek taco into my face during that last break, and it's so good. A lot of people don't think, you can't. Who wants to eat a pig head? Me.
I'm interested to try it because I've never had it, and I've always wondered what it's tasted like ever since Lord of the Flies.
I go straight to Lord of the Flies
and then I start thinking, like, if the four of us were on a deserted island, like,
right.
I would totally vote on Vic lasting the longest.
Vic would last the longest.
Just because, you know, it's
Vic. He's got survival instincts. He was in the military.
He'd use his pan flute to call birds to bring him food and
exactly
everything.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. No, it's amazing food, by the way. So this is the second plate of food I've had from the Chicago Culinary Kitchen. The first was their amazing brisket, but the pig head is here, and we're going to be eating pig head all morning, and it's good. The cheeks are unbelievable. Esmeralda, you've eaten this stuff. Isn't it unbelievable?
I was just in the newsroom trying to pick out all the meat from the pig head, and it's wonderful. And it kind of smiles at you like, hey, it's okay.
It's happy. It's happy that you're eating its head. That's what
it is. It's like, oh, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, man. I bet Babe would be happy to be eaten, too.
Babe would be, if it was us eating Babe,
yeah,
he would be so honored.
I still love that. I still love the fact and the story that the sales of pork and bacon plummeted when Babe came out. Like, people went to see the movie and went, I'm not going to eat any more bacon.
Yeah, but for how long? That's the question.
I don't know.
How long do people's conscience...
Here's the thing. You can't stay away from bacon very long.
Yeah, I'm sure there's the ones who are like, never again. And then there's the ones that are like, never again.
And then 2 weeks later.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't... a pig is the best... The best animal on the planet to eat is the pig. And I've talked about this with Orion Samuelson as well. So... And he's an expert. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, Dr. Raj Dasgupta is going to join us, and we're going to talk about sleep. And the news is next.